Yes, yes. You're everything. We are complete in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything we need in this service, everything every person in this service needs, you are, oh God. Hallelujah. When he revealed himself as the great I am, it was so that we would know who he is and what he can mean to us. It also was for the purpose of us focusing on him like we're doing right now, to praise him for being that restorer, to be all that we need, or about the fact that there is nothing too hard or nothing impossible with him. We're doing these things today and want to do them even to a greater extent. Know who he is and then praise him. And I just encourage you to continue, whether it's during the message or at the close of the service, whenever you have the opportunity throughout the rest of this day, tonight when we gather back together, he's worthy of exaltation and praise. We're going to give that praise and that exaltation to him. And then another reason he revealed himself as the I am is because he wanted to personalize what he could do and who he was. Make it very personable to us as he manifested who he is and who he wants to be to us and what he can mean in our lives. And so he reveals himself in various ways as the I am. And today, he reveals himself as a healer in Exodus 15 and verse 26. And said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. And while that first portion is not the core of the message today, I think it's important for us to see that and then apply that there are some conditions that are important as we serve God. And obedience would be a word that would wrap all of that up to the Lord and his ways and his wishes and commands. And he said, doing those things, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord, and the Jehovah term that's there is, I am Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that heals you. And then in the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, of the many that could have been selected, Peter said, who his own self, meaning Jesus, bear our sins in his own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sins, should live in or unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Those previously that were healed, he was talking to, but those of us afterward. And one of the things the Lord does want to do today is bring healing into the service and into your life. Would you be accepting of the healing of the Lord today as he offers it? Would you be accepting of that? Let's thank him together and let's create a spirit in our own hearts. God, I want to receive. I want to be receptive to whatever you want to manifest in the realm of healing. In whatever category of life that you want to bring health and healing, we accept that, Lord. We put ourselves in a posture of acceptance of what you want to do and your healing help, no matter if it's physical or emotional or mental or spiritual. We thank you, Lord, for the revelation of the I am of healing. I thank you today, God. I thank you today. Just before you're seated, I want us to really focus spiritually if we would today. I know as many times as you and I do this, when we try to be faithful, that it can become somewhat of a routine without us even being intentional about it being a routine. But our God is not a routine God. He's living, He's alive, His presence is here today. He loves us, and because He loves us, He wants to do a work in our hearts, in our minds, to give us greater understanding about Him, and in our lives to bring a healing. And so we're sensitive to what You want to give us today, God. We want to set the atmosphere, and He stands at the door and knocks, and so we willingly open to Him today. God bless you. You may be seated. We praise God today because Jesus Christ in His own body took every sickness, every disease, every pain, every cancer cell, every lung disease, every heart disease, every kind of sickness or disease. He took it for you and I. He also took our pain and our sorrow, our suffering, our anguish, and our grief. And not only did He take it, but He carried it or bore it away for us. Why does He or did He do that? So that we don't have to have it or deal with it by ourselves. We have these things to come, sorrow, grief, sickness, and disease. But we don't have to handle those by ourselves. Oh, thank the Lord. Aren't you glad you're not alone in this life? That the Lord is with us. With every stripe that He took on His back, He was looking at you and your situation. With every stripe that He bore, He was thinking of us. That is not too outlandish to think or to say. As He hung on that cross, He had you and I in mind along with this entire world's population. And only He can do that effectively. You do not have to deal with sickness, disease, disappointment, emotional strain, spiritual discomfort alone. You don't have to lay down to the devil and say, there is nothing left for me to do. There's somebody who has already done it. His name is Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is the great I Am that we are worshiping today. He has already done it. You're not by yourself. You don't have to go this alone. In Exodus 15, the verse that we read gives us one of His Jehovistic titles, Jehovah Rapha, if you were reading it in the original, which means, I am the Lord who heals. The great physician. Our world has been called a sick world. Here's why. Physical disease and sickness are found worldwide. There are more than 200 classified forms of mental or emotional disorders or illnesses. But God can heal from depression. God can heal from bipolar disorder. God can heal from dementia. God can heal from schizophrenia. God can heal from anxiety disorders. And it's a sick world because we know that the spiritual health of this world is poorer than it has ever been before. That's why I'm very glad to be a God-called preacher from this book to say the I Am is still the healer. The I Am healer of whether it's physical or emotional, mental or spiritual. Now the very word itself, it's a positive word, but it infers some negatives. The word healing. It infers or suggests there must be imperfection that needs the healing adjustment. This is one of the reasons for His revelation as the I Am healer. He knows and recognizes there is imperfection. Our God is such a wise God. He doesn't try to pump us up and cause us to ignore the realities that are around us. He recognizes there is imperfection. But the word heal means to repair. If you need healing, here's what God wants to do. This is His word for healing. To repair. To mend. I love that word. Because mending is a process. When my wife goes to the sewing machine or picks up the needle and thread, maybe she wishes it were this way, but she doesn't just sit down in the chair and then all of a sudden it's done. But there is mending that takes place. There is the threading that takes place. He can mend the situation that you are in today. Or He can totally cure that situation. There is a perfect cure in Jehovah Rapha. For He promised in that text from Simon Peter, by His stripes we are healed. You can claim this today. I encourage you to do it. By His stripes, this is repaired. By His stripes, this is restored. By His stripes, we are mended. By His stripes, we are cured. That sickness or disease or malady, be it whatever, physical, emotional, or spiritual, that can be taken care of by the great I Am. And I feel like it's just right out of here within arm's reach and hand's grasp. If you'll just reach out with a hand of faith today, healing is yours in the name of Jesus Christ. So God has that mindset. He recognizes imperfection. And yet He also knows there's a remedy. And He wants us as believers. This is important. For this service today, but for all of our life. He wants the church, every believer, to have that same mindset. That life and people are imperfect, but there is a remedy. That's why we're not going to cast off any kind of a person, and no matter any kind of situation they have in their life. First, we embrace and acknowledge there's imperfection. But we also acknowledge and embrace there is an I Am healer. And I'm praying that God delivers me, and I want Him to help all of us. I don't want to cross anybody off of the list. I don't want to cross people that I know that are in a very, very dire situation now and need one of those healing, spiritual, emotional, mental, or physical. I don't want to cross them off of the list. And hear me on this, church. We're going to see more people coming through those doors and sitting on these pews. And they are not going to act like we act now after we've been regenerated. They are not going to look like we look after we have been taught the ways of holiness. But there is a remedy. Somebody has said, the church is a hospital. Normally, well people do not go to hospitals. It's people that recognize, I've got a shortcoming. All of us realize there's some healing needed in our hearts, in our minds, in our emotions. There's some healing needed in our spiritual lives. Thank God. There is a God who is complete and willing to help. Yes, people will be imperfect. They will fail. They will frustrate. They will falter. But there's a God, the I Am, who is willing to help us. Here's part of the answer. When you go to the doctor's office, either the doctor or the nurse will take the stethoscope and put that cold piece of metal to your body. And they do that to listen to our hearts, on our lungs. God has given us a sensitivity, a spiritual steth to put to the hearts. I pray that God puts that stethoscope into our hands, a spiritual one today, that we'll be willing to stop and listen. I'll just give you a little admission, confess, and maybe a little vent. I like it when the doctor pays attention to me when I'm there for the visit. And it doesn't feel like he's in and then he's back out. Take the time, doc, to the church that recognizes there is imperfection, but knows there is a remedy. We need to listen to the heart of people. And we don't need to pry it out of them. They can tell us whatever they need to tell us. And they can keep secret whatever they need to keep secret. But you know, sometimes you can hear things beyond words. You can be sensitive with that stethoscope, that spiritual instrument that God has given us. Church, we must create a place and be a place for the unhealthy to come and get healthy. I understand that sometimes when folks come in, they feel their own self-condemnation because they know that maybe they have failed or maybe they have done this or that. But I never want that condemnation to come from the church. And I'm talking about myself right now. I don't want to come from me or from you as the church. But we got to realize this is a hospital. And this is where we all come to get healthy or to get healthier. God, help us to respond with a commitment to this call and to this realization that yes, there is imperfection. We do not expect folks to come in perfect. In fact, I want to encourage you today, you do not get good and then get God. Isn't it something how life or the carnal mind, the natural mind, or even maybe sometimes the enemy uses this on people. They feel condemned and so they feel like I gotta get good and then I'll get God. No, it's just reversed. You get God. You go after God. You call out to God who loves you. He loves us whether we are sick or well. In fact, Jesus said, I didn't come to the righteous. I came to the unrighteous who are unhealthy in their spirit. But I want to do the healing that is necessary. He loves us, folks. He loves us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you just pray right now? And if you even feel to reach along to somebody and pray with somebody, but whatever it is, let's pray and let's ask the Lord. God, I want your healing to flow. I want to thank you that your healing is already here. I want to thank you that your I Am presence is being manifested. It is being personalized in this service today. Oh God, I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for that. Let it flow. Let healing flow through the body. Let healing flow through the body. Let healing flow from cell to cell in this body, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Oh, God. Why did God reveal himself? Why is he revealing himself? Why is he going to do healings today? Why is there healing? Why is it? One of the things I would offer is to reflect and manifest his glory. He said about that blind man, don't worry, this was to the glory of God. He's got blindness right now. Now, here's what God is saying. He should get all the glory when there's a healing. Whether it's in our physical body, our emotions, our minds, a relationship, in our spirit, he should get all of the glory. In fact, not only for miracles and signs and all of those things that we are seeing and going to see, but I think he should get the glory just from the natural healing process that is in the body. I looked at this scar this morning. I got it somewhere in the early 70s. We were moving an iron girder in the yard, getting ready to go out on a paint trip, and it kind of slipped off the side of the thing it was stacked on, and it put a gash there, and that's been, 40 plus years ago, almost 50 years ago, but the reminder is there. It reminds me not only that I had an incident, it reminds me that it healed. It's not still an open wound. It's not still hurting now. I forget that I have it, except when I was studying about how the body heals. And then, and boy, shame on you, Pastor. I don't want to have a whole lot of reminders. to remind me there's healing from the Master and from the great physician and from the Savior and the Creator. So, the natural healing, I think we should, and we're going to, and I've got some reports this morning I want to bring to you of healings that have happened recently, but just to thank Him for how we are fearfully and wonderfully made, the psalmist said, I'm going to praise You. In fact, in heaven, one of the praises around the throne is how we were created. So, it would be all right. Maybe God doesn't straighten out a broken limb, or God doesn't open a deaf ear for you, but if your body has healed from a cut or a sore, we've got enough to praise God for. He's the healer. He put it in the body. We praise Him for it. He deserves the glory. That's why He brings healing. Here's another reason He brings healing to us. So that we can better serve Him and others. The prayer requests that are listed here. One good prayer line or phrase or paragraph to attach to a prayer request. When you're praying for somebody's relief from cancer or some kind of sickness or some kind of relationship problem, pray, God, I want them to be healed so that they can serve You better. So that they can serve You more fully. Because if there's emotional turmoil, or if there's relationship turmoil, or if there's spiritual turmoil, or physical disability, God, You are able. And so He brings healing because He loves us. God, hear me now, hear me. God has a special purpose for every single individual in this room, saved or unsaved. He wants each of us to successfully fulfill and achieve that purpose or those purposes He has. Now, this does not mean that because someone is not healed of cancer or dies from a heart condition that they are not or will not fulfill God's purpose or that God does not care. You know what? Sometimes God uses our weakness, our suffering, our anguish, our disease, our sickness in our lives and the lives of family members or others that are looking on to maybe strengthen our faith. Or to create a greater compassion. Sister Christy Lindsay sent me a report. It's been about 10 days ago now. She told about her sister's son, her nephew Maddox, who is only 5 years old. And for a year and a half, he had a Baker's cyst behind his knee. And the doctor, when Maddox was first diagnosed, said, well, that has come up quickly, but it is going to go away very quickly. It was about the size of a golf ball, but it lingered for a year and a half, 18 months. But for some reason, a short while ago, the sister felt very anxious and very panicked about that cyst on her son, 5-year-old son's leg. So she starts Googling things, and what she found out scared her. I've heard of that happening too. Maybe it hadn't happened myself. There's a lot of good in there, but you got to be careful. You got to sift it. Got to know how to sift it. But she told Sister Christy, she said, so in my desperation, I prayed about it. Google prayer. Somebody just spoke this to me this morning. God doesn't mind us Googling. God doesn't mind us. In fact, He wants us to use common health sense. But it's important that we prioritize. I'm just going to say it like it ought to be said today. Pray about it first. Well, how long? How long should I pray before I go to the doctor? I'm not going to that corner. God also gave us common sense. But pray and trust the I Am first. Because if you do Google later, if you've already been to the I Am, He's going to help you negotiate some of that fear or some of that desperation, right? Am I doing all right here? This isn't too old-fashioned, is it? Trust God first. Believe God first. I'm not saying only. I'm saying first. And I do believe this. There'll be a whole lot we won't have to Google, or we won't have to visit a doctor's office when we talk to the Lord first of all. Sometimes God uses sickness. But later, in her conversation with Christy, her sister said, that evening I noticed him playing in the living room, and said, I looked again, and the cyst was gone. That same day she had prayed, a year and a half. His ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. And so she said, when I recognized that it was gone, she said, I started crying. I started thinking about how good God is. The sister said this. And then she said, I started thinking how I needed to work on my spiritual life. Sometimes God uses some suffering and some sickness or some disease to help us to focus again. So when I say that it helps us to better serve Him, just because we may carry around a sickness or disease, that doesn't mean we're not effectively serving Him or not going to be able to serve Him. But sometimes we've got to carry some of these things. We've got to bear some of these things, but we can continue to trust in and call upon the one who says, I am the great I am. If you're in the midst of a situation, first of all, trust God and believe that He's a healer. But if the healing does not come in the way that you had thought that it might come, remember, His ways are above our ways. His thoughts and plans are above. And I refuse to use that as some escape route. I want to use that as a faith foundation. God, Your ways are better. And what looks like to me, it looked like You could have healed my mama's cancer. I know I'm preaching about healing today, but there's a reason. There's a reason that cancer took her. I may never know all of it till the other side of glory, but I'm not about to stop trusting God. And if there's been loss in your life, or if there is difficulty emotionally or spiritually, don't stop trusting in the great I am. Let's thank Him another time, would you? Lord, we praise You. Oh, somebody accept that. Somebody accept that right now. Somebody receive that right now. Yes, 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 yes. Go ahead, go ahead. There's some more praise wanting to come out. Take your liberty. Go ahead, go ahead. I just want to throw this in here. When God wants to manifest Himself in any way as an I am or whatever, allow Him to do it. Allow Him to do it. Several weeks ago when I preached on He was the bread of life, I'm the bread of life, and I had that loaf of bread, I had more than one person say, Pastor, I just about marched up there, grabbed a piece of that bread, because they were hungry, not naturally, but spiritually. It could have helped them in both cases if they were, but they were spiritually hungry. Pastor, I just about. You know what? I like to strike those two words from our vocabulary when it comes to spiritual response. Just about. For God to manifest Himself and for us to realize we got to move out of the shadows of inconvenience and out of the shadows of our own comfort zone and say, God, I trust that Your ways and that Your thoughts are bigger and better than mine. I'm going to tell you, He is the answer to every life question. To any and all of your questions, He's the I am. Are you the answer to my questions? I am. Are you going to help me? I am. Are you really claiming me and believing in me and you really love me? I do. I am. To all of life's questions, God answers. I am. I am. Here's another reason that healing comes. It is for our own personal relief. It comes to give Him glory. It comes so we can serve Him better. But healing also comes to give us personal relief. God loves us. And any suffering that He allows is not motivated from some sadistic purpose. He wants the best for us in life. And He gives that healing to free us from physical pain, from limitations, from discomfort. Emotional healing comes. And I really know that God wants to bring an emotional healing this morning in this service. It doesn't matter to whom it is. It does not matter. That does not matter a bit to me right now. In fact, God stopped me in the middle of the week preparing this message. And He spoke to me about emotional healing. It was right here. And He said, I want to do an emotional healing in that service and in lives that are in that service. He wants to free your mind and heal mental anguish and sadness or sorrow or any form of torment. It is not God's will that anything, your own thinking, others, or Satan himself would torment you. I rebuke the devil right now in Jesus' name. Now, I can't cast the flesh out of anyone. But you can take control over your flesh and not allow that fear to keep you back from, for instance, walking to the front of this building or going to somebody and saying, I want prayer. And I know the people of this congregation, they're not going to be trying to pull the details out of you. All you have to go to somebody that has faith, and that's enough. We know there's imperfection, and we know there is a remedy. He doesn't want your emotions to be torn and upset and in a turmoil. Torment and turmoil. Torment and turmoil. I rebuke it. I take dominion over it right now by the authority of the Holy Ghost. And in the name of Jesus Christ, let your hand touch and heal emotionally, Lord. Because the reason He sends healing is for personal relief. He loves us so much. He loves us. He's able to heal us from undue discomfort of any kind, physical, emotional. Emotionally, He wants to heal you into peace. He wants to heal you into peace. He wants to heal somebody into the security of knowing you are saved and ready to meet Him. So if you have not yet repented of your sins, you can repent today. One, because God says you can and He allows it. But bigger than that, and along with that I should say, because He is willing to forgive you. He wants to heal you into a security of not having to worry about, will I make it to heaven? Or am I being as effective as I can be here spiritually in this world and in this life? You see, going to heaven is not all that it is about. That is a great hope, and our lesson was wonderful today. Thank you for that, Amber, about the hope that we have. And it is our hope, and it is a strength, and it is a pillar and foundation for us. But I'm going to tell you this, that's not all there is to it. Between here and there, there's some good we can do. Somebody asked me yesterday, said, I want to be the impact that I need to be and that God wants me to be. And when healing comes, we can be a better impact than we could without the healing touch of the Lord. Lord, He loves you. He wants to give you personal relief so that you do not have to worry whether or not you are saved. I referred to this last week. We are so thankful for what God has done for our precious brother Husto. You will not meet a kinder, gentler man. And I'm probably embarrassing him right now, but I don't mean to, brother Husto. But it's the truth. I'm telling the truth. But a few weeks ago, in the service, God spoke to him right in that service. In fact, He told Sister Paula as they were re-listening to the service, He said, right there's where it was. Right there's where it was, where the Word of God and the Spirit of God touched my life. And he and I talked a little bit today. I asked him to pray with me. Pray that God will do the same thing to somebody in their heart and in their life. And God's doing it right now. God's doing it. Don't shirk away the touch of God. Don't shirk away the goodness of God. The goodness of God brings us to repentance. Repentance from sin. Repentance from going and walking the your own way. God loves, He loves us so much. One of the reasons He sent spiritual healing through repentance and water baptism. If you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, be baptized today. As soon as possible. And if you have not yet received the infilling or the refilling of the Holy Ghost that you once enjoyed, allow the Lord. He is ready. The scriptural terms are to pour it out. God is ready to pour it out upon you. He's not going to give your thirsty soul a drink with an eyedropper. He wants to pour it into the cup of His blessing and allow you to consume everything. Neither will He open your spirit, your mouth, or your life and force the Holy Ghost into you. But if you will be willing to allow the Lord to heal you into the security of knowing that you are saved, that means you will know that you're the husband that God wants you to be. That means you will know you're the mother that God wants you to be, or the father. He will help you and He will change and transform your life. God loves us. His love is here right now. Would you stand together with me right now? Oh, thank God. Would you just begin to pray all over this house, please, if you would you focus on God through prayer? Maybe you feel led to pray with somebody, that's fine. Let prayer happen right here. Let relationship with God happen right here. Oh, God. Hallelujah. There's nobody that's too dirty. There's nobody that's too sinful. There's nobody that God will not cleanse. Because He loves you. And one of the reasons He wants you to personally be relieved. And I know that you will give glory to God when you are. When you're really, that's it. If you've ever been healed in any way by the touch of God, would you thank Him for that right now? Creating an atmosphere. This is what we're doing. We're creating an atmosphere of thanks and faith. Yes. 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 Thank you, Lord, that you love us enough. That's right. That's right. Yes, go ahead. Let the Spirit of the Lord flow through you. Let it flow through the body. That's where He's placed healing in the body. Yeah, He's the head. He's sending the brain, is sending the impulses to the rest of the body. God, touch every cell of APC. Touch every member. Flow through every member, oh Lord. Let your blood flow. Let the breath of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit flow. Yes. Yes. That's it. Thank you, church. Thank you, church. Thank you, church. I know that we battle this greatly. It's just a reality. This is no condemnation. It's just a reality that we are inhibited and intimidated. For instance, in a service like this, to step out or to come to the front or to ask for prayer or to even appear like we're praying sometimes. There's a great, it's one of the things the enemy is using, intimidation, to inhibit how God wants to manifest Himself. He can't limit God, but He can work on us. You know, in our lives, there are certain sources and certain people that we may feel a little hesitancy because we don't want to be leeches and just drain people. So we hesitate sometimes to go and ask, can I borrow your lawnmower? Can I borrow your car? But the closer the relationship and the more you know the person, then you feel freer to say, you know, I need this. I need this. And if they are the good people that you have known them to be, like the other day we needed something. One of the cars were down or something. So I talked to my wife. She said, well, just go ask Carol next door. I'm saying, what? Yeah, she'll get it. Well, Carol's kind-hearted and good and loaned us everything from sugar to her car. But she wasn't hesitant because she knew the kind response. So if there is any hesitancy, there's a God who is kinder and more loving. And this is a church that's trying to be like Him. We're not all the way there. You're not going to get condemnation. If you have a need in your life, whether you're the longest standing member, one of the most recent, or if you're here, seldom attending, He loves you. He loves you. I want us to thank God together. Would you just thank Him together? And this altar is open with this Thanksgiving prayer. I want you to feel free to come. God, I need a healing here. I've got this spiritual disorder. Call it what it is. Call it what it is. Don't try to ignore it. Embrace the imperfection, but embrace the healer of that imperfection. That's right. God, I know that You're able. I know that You can heal the sick. I know that You can still even raise the dead. I know that You bore our grief and our sorrow. I know, Lord, I know, Jesus. You can take care of anguish. You can take care of tension, turmoil, and torment, Jesus. In Your name, Lord. In Your name, Jesus. In Your name, Jesus. You've given us Your word. You've given us love. Hallelujah. If you want to stand in proxy for somebody, if you want to stand in proxy for somebody that needs any healing, feel free.